joined now by Donal Higgins. Hi, Donal.
How are you doing, Declan? You well?
I'm very good. Donal, today the programme, we're featuring the International Day Against Fascism and Anti-Semitism, but we're going to talk in a kind of a way about football.
Yeah. This is the FA issuing a statement saying that the use of the word Yid is unacceptable in football stadiums.
And mainly they've said this in relation to Spurs.
It seems to be directed at Spurs because the Spurs fans call themselves the Yid Army.
Yeah.
And they use the term Yiddos a lot. Basically, like, this goes well back into Spurs' history, where they've always been associated as a sort of a Jewish team, or where they are in North London, where they were based. There was a large Orthodox community there, and it was very close to the East End of London, where most Jewish people lived. So over the years, they've been associated as a Jewish team.
Yeah.
And so now the FA have come out with this statement, just reminding them that the use of the word Yid is unacceptable. Now, I can understand them saying that, but you see, the thing is that the Spurs fans use it in a very different way to the way opposing fans would use it about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is it political correctness gone a little bit too far? I know it's important to show respect
It is very important to show respect for the fans, and I think it is a bit of political correctness gone mad. Since the formation of Spurs, they've been known as the Jewish team, and they've been called Yids by everyone.
Yeah.
And in response to that, in the 1970s, it wasn't until the 1970s that the fans started referring to themselves as the Yid Army and using that word in their chants as a way to take ownership of the word away from the anti-Semitic people who were using it against them.
Yes, yeah.
So that they could claim ownership of it and so sort of deflect those criticisms from them.
Yeah, I noticed as well one of the fans actually was quoted as saying, like, it's our word, and if we call ourselves that, like, it's fine. You know, we're entitled to sort of call ourselves that.
Yeah. Now, the FA were sort of trying to make the point that if you have a stadium full of people and they're all using the same word, it's hard to distinguish who's using it in a positive way and who's using it in a very negative way.
That's very true.
Yeah, it is kind of true, but you have to remember, like, football fans are segregated. There's an away end and a home end, and so you should be able to go in and go, well, that's the away end. They're using the term. It's obviously not affectionate.
Yeah.
So you see, one of the problems is that this is entirely focused on the Spurs fans using the term, when in fact lots of other terms, there's Chelsea fans and West Ham fans use that term in a very, very negative way.
Right.
Against the Spurs fans. And I think if you want to stamp out the use of this word, you need to target them and not target Spurs.
Not target the Spurs fans. Yeah. I see David Cameron has put a spoke in as well.
Yeah, he came out and he was making that point as well. You know, that basically they're using it about themselves, and it's not an insult when they're talking about themselves. There's no hate behind it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, other fans using it, and like, there's been incidents in Europe in the last year in Lyon in France. Some of the team's fans, some of Spurs fans, were attacked by neo-Nazis in Lyon, and they were calling them Jews. And it's happened with last year. There was West Ham were singing Hitler chants and Nazi salutes and making hissing noises, which is they're using those to reflect the sound of the gas chambers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's where the problem is.
That's where it becomes offensive, yeah. And as we said,
that's where the problem is. Yeah. That's where you have to go, and you have to take care of it there and not be focusing so much on Tottenham Hotspur.
On the Spurs fans, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Donal. Well, look, thanks a million for that contribution on football, which in a way was difficult to figure out where the connection was there for our special programme today. Thanks again, Donal.